Funding cuts from the state will greatly affect area school systems next year.
It will affect us more next year because we're able to manage this year with what we have. We've had about $230,000 worth of cuts this year in our budget, in addition to two teaching positions that we knew we were going to lose at the beginning of the school year. Other than that, we are managing. We are within our budget, and we are not having to lay off people. We are concerned, though, that for next year, if the state continues to do their cuts, and we are told we have to cut somewhere between 3% and 7%, that's definitely going to make a major impact on us if we do not get federal money. I do not expect that the commission will be able to give us an increase to offset the amount of money being cut from the state. That just isn't something that a community can do at this time, so whatever the state cuts are, we'll pretty much have to make those cuts. If things continue this way, we're going to have to cut teachers. You can't cut 3% of your budget, which for in our case from the state's about over $500,000. That's the minimum cut they're talking about. You can't cut that much money out of a budget without getting into your staff. So we are looking at having to cut teachers and other things if we don't get some additional money, if the state continues the path we're on.
Dr. Tom Little is the superintendent of the Yancey County School System. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.